a done deal with China. Elisa Brady.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it. This is the biggest deal
there is anywhere in the world by far.
President Trump and China's vice premier just about to sign phase one of a trade deal the White House calls historic.
And this is an unbelievable deal for the United States. And ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries. And it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world. China is helping us with North Korea. China is helping us with a lot of the things that they can be helping us with.
President Trump says under the phase one deal, China agrees to spend more than $200 billion across a range of U.S. industries. And though some tariffs on Chinese goods have been eased for now, they remain in place as a bargaining chip for work on phase two. The U.S. agrees not to label China as a currency manipulator. As the White House focuses on trade, the House is focusing on moving the impeachment case along. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
The impeachment managers have been named in a resolution authorizing articles of impeachment to be sent to the Senate. Will soon pass a month after House Democrats adopted two articles of impeachment against President Trump.
This time has given us the ability to show the American people the necessity of a fair trial.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff will serve as lead impeachment manager. Six other House Democrats will also act as prosecutors. Senators could be sworn in as jurors later this week. Arguments are expected to begin Tuesday. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment has been, quote, purely political from the beginning. The president, in a tweet earlier today, calling the Democrats' push for more witnesses a con job. Wall Street's rallying. Meantime, the Dow is up 113 points. America is listening to Fox News.
I hate Tom's Tulip Shop. It just smells so flowery. Like we're good at your flower shop. You don't need to remind us.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
I needed a fake plant. They don't sell fake plants. Thanks for nothing, Tom.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial auto and business insurance.
Then he says, have a great day. I'll decide what kind of day to have.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Delta Airlines says it's reaching out to communities impacted by a jet fuel dump over some Los Angeles elementary schools yesterday.
Fire officials said they treated nearly 60 people, including about two dozen children at four elementary schools, after a Delta flight dumped jet fuel over South Los Angeles on its way back to LAX. Dana DeBell is a Delta spokeswoman.
We are going to continue to be here to partner with the community to make sure that we are addressing the needs of this community going forward.
The FAA says fuel dumps are typically done over unpopulated areas at higher altitudes, but they said the pilot performed an emergency fuel dump to reduce weight before landing back at the airport due to an engine problem. No one had to be taken to hospitals and all schools were reopened Wednesday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At the White House, a Fox News alert. It's now official. President Trump has just signed that phase one trade deal with China. A warning of more extreme weather to come as 2019 is labeled the second hottest year on record.
After crunching data from sources including NASA and Britain's Met Office, the UN's weather agency saying last year was the second hottest since records began, wrapping up the warmest decade on record. The World Meteorological Organization saying the heat is likely to lead to more extreme weather events this year and beyond, pointing to Australia's ongoing bushfires, fueled, the agency's Secretary General says, by record levels of greenhouse gases. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
So recapping one more time, the trade-related events at the White House, the phase one trade deal with China is signed. The president says China has agreed to purchase more than $200 billion worth of goods across various industries in the U.S. And again, Wall Street is rallying. It's been in record territory right now. The Dow up 108 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We've got all kinds of things going on. The president spoke last night at a CAG rally, a Keep America Great rally in Milwaukee. Demo rats, six of them, were on the stage at Drake University. There was the dust-up between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and it got nasty. It got nasty. There was the handshake that didn't happen, and it was kind of nasty. I mean, it really was. Tell you what, let's check in. Oh, and by the way, today they just announced the seven managers of the House impeachment of the President of the United States. They will be appearing next week on the floor of the United States Senate to prosecute that case against the President of the United States. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday, Chuck Muth, the President of Citizen Outreach. Where do you want to begin? I don't know where to begin.
I was probably a bad guest today, Kevin, because I played hooky last night. I didn't see the debate. I didn't see the rally. And I read the papers this morning, but I did see the clip of Elizabeth Warren refusing to shake hands with Bernie Sanders. It was kind of silly. And I enjoy that sort of theatrics. But I think the big takeaway here is that these top four candidates Sanders, Warren, Biden, and Mayor Pete, because nobody can pronounce his last name. It was kind of like a fight light from everything that I've read. These guys are afraid to take the gloves off and fight against each other because they're so afraid of offending the other person's supporters who they're going to need once they start dropping out. I mean, eventually they have to come up with a winner, and they're so afraid of offending each other that they're not really fighting to come in first. They're fighting to not come in last, I think. And if that's their game plan going up against Donald Trump, they're in huge trouble next fall.
Let me ask you, are you a big follower of this second choice stuff that we've been hearing in this primary? And I guess this is all primaries when you have lots of different people there, that you start wondering, well, who's the second choice of voters? Do you follow much of that?
No, I'm just tangentially aware of it. I don't know the details, of the process. But again, if you're fighting to come in second place, I guess strategically the consultants have to look at that, hoping that a second place finish, say in Iowa, will move you on to further states and keep you in the game longer. I guess that's the strategy that they're following. To me, I've never really understood why you don't go for first place and run through the tape. But the way these elections are structured and the changes that they make, tinkering with it all the time, it really does make it a lot more difficult for campaigns these days.
Let me ask you, a YouTube moment like last night, they went 2 solid hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes, I think. And the thing that everybody's been talking about today is the non-handshake. That is the sum and substance of 2 hours of Democrat debate. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Bernie, for Elizabeth Warren?
I don't know whether I would characterize it as a good thing or a bad thing. It's a reality, though, and people have to understand that reality if you're running for office today. In 2 hours of debate that almost no one watched and fewer care about, the one thing, it's that one moment that social media picks up on, and that's all that people are following now. They're looking on their Twitter feed or they're looking on Facebook to find out what everyone else is talking about, and that's the one thing out of 2 hours, you got that 15 or 20 second clip that everybody's talking about. So there's a danger there for campaigns, and there's an opportunity also for Elizabeth Warren. I guess that probably is seen as a win for her, showing that she's strong and she's willing to fight. For Bernie, I guess it's seen as a negative and that he was put on defensive in there. But this is what makes it so difficult for campaigns today in the social media age, that a 2 hour plus debate is boiled down to a 10-15 second soundbite or a video clip, and that's all that people are talking about because nobody's paying attention to the full debate.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and his longstanding lead, he's been out in front in some cases by double digits here in Nevada. It looks like it may be gone. Bernie Sanders now polling within a point of the front runner. That's according to a recent Suffolk University Reno Gazette Journal survey. The way it looks now is Biden at 19%, Sanders at 18%, Elizabeth Warren 11%, Mayor Pete at 8%, and Tom Steyer, who's been spending a gazillion dollars in this state on TV ads, he is now at 8%, along with Mayor Pete. What do you make of that, and do you put much stock in a poll this early out?
Well, I wouldn't say it's that early now because we are getting close. So, I mean, the timing, I think, is significant. What I question is who was polled. The problem with polling in Nevada and Iowa is that we are not primary states. We are caucus states. So unless they're polling people who are highly likely to show up and vote in the caucus, which is significantly smaller portion of the electorate than you would get in a primary, then I would have to seriously question the results of the poll. I don't know whether or not they polled likely caucus goers or if they just polled registered Democrat voters. That would make a big difference in whether or not the poll should be taken at face value and seriously considered.
Do you see anything happening across the state? And I know that that you deal more with Republicans than you do Democrats, but I'm curious if you've seen anything, any seismic movement in the polling. Elizabeth Warren has tumbled. Bernie Sanders is surging. Joe Biden is at 19% in this poll, 18% for Bernie Sanders. Has something happened within the state, or are we seeing some seismic movement?
I wouldn't characterize it as seismic. We're seeing, movement, and I think that's natural, Kevin, every election cycle. And the media is partially complicit in this. The media doesn't sell newspapers when It's a going away win when somebody is so far ahead that nobody can catch them. The media sells newspapers when there's a fight and there's something of interest out there. So it is in the media's interest to, for example, perhaps prop up Pete Buttigieg, or however it's pronounced, in order to make things more interesting. So I always have a concern and worry of media reports showing that a race is tightening. But you get that every election cycle. That's nothing new. I think that and again, I got back last night from a meeting and just caught the tail end. I think Bernie Sanders' final, maybe it was Joe Biden wrapped up the debate last night. But then I painfully was stuck on CNN and watched the post-debate analysis. And the one thing that they kept saying, even CNN is admitting this, the one overriding factor that's really going to determine who the Democrat nominee is which candidate Democrats believe has the best chance to beat Donald Trump. And at this point, despite the passions for Elizabeth Warren and the passions for Bernie Sanders, and their supporters are passionate, Joe Biden is still in this race despite all of his gaffes and all of his shortcomings because the general consensus of opinion is that he has the best chance to beat Donald Trump next November. And so I think that's what's going to be the final determination. And I still think Biden's going to end up getting the nomination.
Do you believe that Biden is the best Democrat to go against, and I'm saying this as a political pundit, is he the best Democrat to challenge the president?
I don't think there is a good Democrat to challenge the president. They are all so seriously flawed. The only thing that might happen here is that if Bernie or Warren starts to really move ahead, one of them moves ahead of the other. And if a lot of the Democrat voters come to the conclusion that nobody can beat Donald Trump in 2021, then Democrat voters might say, okay, let's go ahead with the candidate who most purely represents our hard left philosophy, at which point maybe Warren or Bernie, depending on which one moves ahead, could grab the nomination away from Biden, with Democrats doing pretty much what they did in 2014 and saying, look, we don't have a prayer, so what the heck, let's go ahead and go with our true, you know, our hearts, and go with the true most hard left candidate that we can get, knowing that they're going to go down in flames no matter who they nominate. And I think that would be a good thing for Republicans, not just for Donald Trump, but for Republicans up and down the ballot. Because if you get a hard left Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren as the Democrat nominee, that's going to hurt Democrats all the way down the ballot, because a lot of Democrats are just going to stay home, the more moderate Democrats, or they'll vote for none of the above or third-party candidate.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. Impeachment managers have been named by Nancy Pelosi. What is next? Believe it or not, the trial is going to begin on Tuesday. Will anybody really care? We're going to talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. She'll be joining us about 10:35. Chuck Muth joining us. They have named the seven managers for the impeachment trial next week. It's going to begin next Tuesday, I guess. Chuck, what do you make of it, the fact they included both Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff to the management team? What do you make of this group?
Not much. I think they pretty much blew it in the House with their investigations. From start to finish, it was just a series of mistakes and miscalculations. I think they came up with nothing. They're trying to put lipstick on a pig now. What's going to be interesting, what people should watch, is how Mitch McConnell handles this once it really starts in the Senate. And make no mistake, he just thoroughly embarrassed Nancy Pelosi and with her delay in sending the impeachment articles over. She thought she had leverage, and she thought she had Mitch right where she wanted him. Mitch McConnell, and I know conservatives have had problems with Mitch in the past on some things, but this guy has been around in the Senate forever. He knows how the process works. He knows where the bodies are buried, and he is absolutely on. He's got the president's back on this, as he should. It's a joke what the House has done. It's pure, nothing but pure political theater. And I think Mitch McConnell's just going to run rings around these Democrats, no matter who they put in there. But the fact that Nadler and Schiff were so embarrassing in the way they handled the House trial, making them impeachment managers, I think that's a good thing for the president. They are not sympathetic figures.
Will there be witnesses? Look in your crystal ball. Give me your best guesstimate.
It's hard to guess how Mitch McConnell is going to play this thing. I think the only way there are going to be witnesses is if Republicans get the call, the witnesses that they want, in order to for the Democrats to get the witnesses they want. And that's going to include Hunter Biden, possibly Joe Biden, possibly Schiff himself, and the whistleblower. Everybody keeps forgetting about the whistleblower, but how can you have a trial without the accused being allowed to face his accuser? And I think that's going to probably be a big sticking point when it comes to this whole question of witnesses. Will the Democrats allow the whistleblower to come forward and testify somehow? And if they don't, then I think Mitch McConnell is going to be in his, perfectly within his rights to say, if the accused can't face his accuser, there's nothing to do here, and let's just dismiss this thing. But again, Mitch McConnell is the guy to watch in this whole thing. He knows how the game is played, and I think that he's just going to run circles around these Democrats.
Isn't the problem here the same problem they had in the House investigation, that there are witnesses, John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, and the like, that simply will not appear, and they'll make you go to court to get a court order to force them to testify?
And Mitch McConnell's not going to wait around for a court order to force these folks to testify. There's reasons of executive privilege why those conversations between the president and his top advisors are protected and kept confidential. And I'd be surprised if a court did try to force them to testify. Regardless, a court decision in that regard is not going to happen before next Tuesday. And absent that testimony, I don't know what the Democrats have left. Their whole strategy has been to throw enough stuff against the wall, hoping that something is going to stick. And so far, nothing has stuck for them.
In our final minute, is there any information out there? We had this document dump over the course of the last few days, and everybody's saying, "Well, we're going to be introducing new evidence into this trial." Is that going to be admissible?
Probably not. I doubt seriously that Mitch McConnell is going to allow that to happen. The House had its opportunity to make its case. It's brought two charges against the president. They've already done their end of the investigation, and now it comes to trial. And it's very unlikely that Mitch McConnell is going to allow a constant drip, drip, drip of new accusations and new charges to be brought into the trial. He's going to go to trial with what the Democrats have presented him with, the articles of impeachment, and that's pretty much what the Democrats are going to be left to defend. And we all know, if you're looking at this, they got nothing.
Ain't that the truth? To be continued. It all begins next Tuesday. Chuck, thanks, man. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Check out Muth's Truths. It's great stuff. Every week. Stick around. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. When is that next MAGA meetup? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hear me. I know Senator Sarsa. It ain't me. It ain't me. I know Watson and Barnwell. Some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Y'all don't help themselves, y'all. But when the tax man comes to the door, y'all the house look like a rummy sand. It ain't me. It ain't me.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are hitting record highs after the U.S. and China are signing their Phase 1 trade agreement. Investors are optimistic that the deal will ease tensions between the two countries after a dispute that has lasted 18 months. And shares of Bank of America are lower today. The firm got hit by lower interest rates in the fourth quarter, sending its profit down by 4%, a trend that management expects to continue this year. However, the bank reduced the impact last quarter by growing loans at a rapid clip and managed to beat Wall Street forecasts. And Amazon is planning to continue to invest heavily in India. Its founder Jeff Bezos says his company plans to invest $1 billion in digitizing small and medium businesses in the country. Bezos telling a gathering of local Amazon sellers that its goal is to help more small businesses start selling on the company's marketplace. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump signing a trade deal with China today, referred to as Phase 1 of an agreement.
I want to thank President Xi, who is watching as we speak, and I'll be going over to China in the not-too-distant future.
The president at the White House with the Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. House Democrats, meantime, are about to vote on a resolution sending articles of impeachment to the Senate for trial, 4 weeks after the vote to impeach Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Time has revealed many things since then. Time has been our friend in all of this because it has yielded incriminating evidence, more truth.
House Democrats releasing new records from an indicted associate of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, about plans to contact Ukraine's president-elect about investigating Joe Biden and conducting surveillance on then-ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Pilhimer reports.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite. It's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Pilhimer reports premieres January 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel. Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you and joining us. We are always so pleased to have her, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us. Megan, first of all, last night was kind of a big night. You had the president speaking in Milwaukee. You had the Demo Rats battling in Iowa. What did you make of both? It's amazing how they look so different. The tone, the gloom and doom on one side, the optimism on the other. Can you talk a little bit about the difference? Compare and contrast what we saw last night.
Can we refer to the Demo Rats as commie rats?
Because
that's exactly what they are. I mean, let's just call the Democrat Party for exactly what it is. They are now comprised of socialists, or they want to call it democratic socialism, like that's some sort of gentler socialism. Bernie Sanders, state campaign manager, was exposed by Project Veritas yesterday for actually wanting to put millionaires and billionaires in gulags so they would know what it feels like to bang rocks for 12 hours, and that will break them of their privilege. Project Veritas also exposed that the left is a totalitarian, violent organization. The only way the left can achieve whatever anybody was saying on that stage last night at the Democrat debate had a common theme, that they will legalize theft through force. Through force. And what we're witnessing, for example, in Virginia, where the right to keep and bear arms is now under direct assault and attack by a party that says that they claim to protect the Constitution. Well, the only way that the violent, communist, Marxist, socialist left will achieve their means and their goals is through force. And how you need to implement your means through force is you disarm the public against the tyranny that you are about to unleash on the public. That's the very reason why we have the Second Amendment, is to not protect ourselves from necessarily a home invader. It is to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. And what we are witnessing abroad, the tyranny against the Hong Kong protesters by the communist Chinese, the tyranny that we are witnessing in Virginia by the Democrat majority now in that legislature, we will witness now on the 20th, and how that hits ahead on the 20th, because I've been watching social media, and there are plenty of 2A activists in and outside of Virginia that is going to show up on the steps to try and watch them illegally confiscate and legislate gun control.
Wow.
So what we witnessed last night is the same theme with the left. All it is just socialism in a dress rehearsal for communism. That's all socialism is. And so this really is the question that Americans are going to have to ask themselves, is do we want to live in fear, which has been perpetrated by the left? Every day is Armageddon. Either I'm going to be killed by climate change, or maybe it's global warming, or maybe there's a Nazi lurking around the corner, or I'm somehow afraid of brown people. They want to open the border, bankrupt the country. If Bernie Sanders' campaign manager got his way and put all of the billionaires in gulags and confiscated all of the billionaires' wealth, they could only fund Bernie Sanders programs or Elizabeth Warren's programs, or just throw Nancy Pelosi in there, or Klobuchar, or gay Mayor Pete, or whoever you want, any Democrat, if they confiscated all the wealth of every single billionaire in this country after they threw them into gulags. They would only be able to fund their communist socialist policies for 8 months.
Wow. Let me ask you, you keep your ear to the ground. You travel this country. You talk with people on radio every day. And I got to ask you, do you think the American people will buy this socialist drivel that the Dems are trying to sell us?
Well, according to Van Jones on CNN last night, he did not see one person on that stage that could beat Donald Trump. And that is because we are not a socialist country. They haven't imported enough dependence from third world countries through open borders yet. They're trying. They want to call them refugees. They want to call them asylum seekers. And that is just a bunch of claptrap. Because the socialist doctrine is basically just to overwhelm the capitalist system. It's the Cloward-Piven model of economics, where in order to overthrow capitalism, you must create a series of crises and create a large number of dependents on the government so you bankrupt, basically, the services that government provides. Do you know, Kevin, you know, I do a lot of research, right?
Oh, yeah.
And whether it's on voter fraud or whatever it is, I read a lot, I absorb a lot, and I started looking into Medicaid, because everyone's like, oh, Medicare for all, Medicare for all. Well, it's just basically Medicaid. It's just dressed up healthcare as Medicaid. And all of the leftists want to tell us that illegal aliens and foreign nationals, they can't get on these government programs, right? That's what they try to tell us. Well, in some states, you can. There are 19 states, there's over a dozen states that allow refugees, asylum seekers, illegal aliens, if they claim that they've been domestically abused, pregnant illegal aliens or pregnant foreign nationals and their children can all go on Medicaid or Medi-Cal, some sort of welfare. So now we have Tom Steyer, who is another radical. He says climate change is his real big issue, but he made his billions of dollars off of coal. And so what's interesting, too, is when they say, well, we must divest from all these fossil fuel companies, where do you think those divestments go? Do you think that these divestments just disappear into thin air and there's no more money to be invested? No, of course not. The leftist hedge fund managers, like Tom Steyer, pick up those divestments on the cheap.
Wow. By the way, speaking of Tom Steyer, latest polling here in Nevada, Tom Steyer spending millions of dollars in this state is now tied with Pete Buttigieg at 8% in Nevada. This is a Suffolk University poll sponsored by the RGJ. This is Joe Biden at 19%, 18% Sanders, Warren at 11%. She is tumbling. She's cratering. Mayor Pete at 8 and Tom Steyer at 8. Despite all this money, he's only sitting at 8%.
And look at where Bloomberg is at the poll. I think he's like at, what, I don't know, a couple percent? Maybe he's 5%.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's ready to spend. He's spent over, I think, $30 million so far. He's spending like $10 million on a Super Bowl ad. He's willing to put $1 billion of his money into the race. Let's not forget that Hillary Clinton spent $1.2 billion. Donald Trump spent half of that, and he still kicked her ass. And one more thing about Tom Steyer. Tom Steyer also promised this week that, or not promised, he actually said, Americans, we're talking about American citizens now, must provide, through, of course, confiscated wealth, homes for illegal aliens. Homes. Now
wow.
We must provide, instead of just providing our own family, like trying to put the roof over our own heads, many of us that are, you know, the working stiffs that they like to call the 1%. I never understood, what is the 1% to a leftist? Is it someone that makes over $100,000? Is it someone that makes over $80,000? What exactly is the one? Do you have to be a millionaire to be of the 1%? No, you actually don't have to be a millionaire. All of those people on the stage last night at the Democrat debate were, number one, white, except for Elizabeth Warren. I didn't really see a lot of diversity on that stage, unless Elizabeth Warren is picking up the slack for Cory Booker and Kamala Harris now.
I like the Van Jones line where he said, and it wasn't his line, he picked it up from somewhere, but there were more billionaires than there were blacks on that panel.
That's right. So they want to crucify and belittle and put billionaires into gulags, but not their billionaire buddies, and especially them. Bernie Sanders, who's never worked a day in his life, never worked a day in his life, and he is a multimillionaire with three homes and drives multiple cars, one of them, I think it's an Audi A8, which retails around, I think, $130,000. He's doing just fine.
Wow.
I can guarantee you that the gulags that Bernie Sanders' campaign workers want to construct for all of the capitalists, Bernie's not going to be in one of those gulags, right? Even though he's a one percenter.
Wow. That is incredible. More coming up with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around, more with Megan Barth coming up as we continue Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. We make it easy for you. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC with us. Coming up top of the hour, we'll have details for you on the House sending impeachment articles to the Senate. Lawmakers are divided. They announced the seven managers of the House managers for the impeachment trial, which will begin, by the way, next Tuesday. What do you make of it, Megan?
It's a joke. It is such a joke. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she's not stupid. She's a political fossil. She understands, the game, and she plays it very well. They are targeting senators in order to try to take back the Senate and keep the House. And if the Democrats take the Senate, they only need a few seats to do so, and they keep the House, then they can continue the Russian collusion conspiracy theories, like they're tweeting out. I don't know if you noticed this, but every single Democrat, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and the others all tweeted out that Russia is now interfering in our election again to help Donald Trump, even though that was disproven by Mueller. They're going with the same old because there are some people out there stupid enough to believe them. After we spent $40 million and Robert Mueller found nothing on Russian collusion in the Trump campaign, nonetheless, they're going to stick to that story and try to recycle the old BS. Six out of those seven impeachment managers, as they call themselves, were for impeachment before the Ukrainian phone call dropped. So it's not like that they are objective in their quest to find the truth. It's a stacked deck. It's always been a stacked deck against Trump. We had a coup that was led by the Barack Obama administration, James Comey's FBI. What I have to emphasize this point, and I do it a lot, but it gets kind of, you know, lost in the wash, so to speak. What the Horowitz report found, the IG report found, it wasn't nothing. What Horowitz found was that the FBI illegally surveilled people in the Trump campaign. That's otherwise known as spying. What Horowitz also found is that the FBI, under the direction of Barack Obama, also forged documents to one of the most secretive, powerful courts in the country, which is the FISA court. So on just those two premises alone, we had an FBI under the Barack Obama administration that illegally spied and forged documents in order to frame innocent Americans. And so if anyone should be impeached, It should be like Nancy Pelosi. Barack Obama can actually still get impeached. I think we should have a grassroots movement that is impeach 44. Because if we are the American people are going to lay down and allow a rogue, tyrannical government under the administration of Barack Obama to illegally spy on people, forge documents to a secretive and most powerful court in order to frame Americans, then we might as well just give up our guns. Because then we've just laid down already.
Should Republicans allow any witnesses, or should they say, hey, the House case is what we will deal with? Do we want to open up Pandora's box and allow a couple of witnesses, or tit for tat, hey, you know, we'll give you John Bolton if you'll give us Hunter Biden? I mean, should we even engage in that?
Well, we could, but see, here's the sticky issue. So I think the Dems know that they're not going to win the presidency. They're certainly, Nancy Pelosi and the DNC is not going to get behind Bernie Sanders. I mean, I hate to blow everyone's expectation out there for the burners, but Bernie Sanders is an independent. They do not want Bernie Sanders. So they're kind of in a pickle. They don't have a candidate, like Van Jones says, that he sees, that can beat Donald Trump. So I think their goal is to take the Senate and cause gridlock for the next 2 years if they hold the House. I don't even think they're going to hold the House. I think there's a lot of House districts that are up for grabs, 31 of them to be exact. So I think what they really want to do is just create enough turmoil and chaos, because that's how the Democrats operate. They always operate in the modem of chaos. You got to keep people in fear in order to create that dependency. You got to send your money, more money to the government in order to combat climate change. Something like, I guess that's the economic reasoning and logic behind just throwing money at D.C., like D.C. is going to lower the temperature. You know, their private jets aren't going to be affected. You can bet that.
Wow.
So I think what Nancy is doing here is, if she pulls some senators off the campaign trail, if we get into this trial and we have witnesses, then Bernie Sanders has to come back. Elizabeth Warren has to come back. This is kind of a huge issue for them.
Amy Klobuchar has to come back.
I would call Hunter Biden.
Oh, yeah.
I'd call Joe Biden. I'd call Barack Obama.
The whistleblower. I mean the list could become
Maramella.
Long.
Right. And if they want to call Alexander, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman again, yeah, let's get that that guy up there.
You had one bite of the apple in the House hearings. I don't think we need to hear much more from him. In our final minute, everybody always asks me, when's the next MAGA meetup? What's going on there?
We honestly haven't even planned our next one yet. It's probably going to be in February this month. I'm going to be going. We're going to get, I think, something going in February, and then we're going to do a bigger one, or maybe just, I don't know, a same-size one in March. We'll get them going again, but I think we'll start up in February. We kind of now have the holidays behind us, Super Bowl's coming up, get all that out of the way, and then we'll get everybody out and about again.
Sounds good to me. Megan, always good to visit with you. You have a great one. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about any of your enterprises, where do they go?
Just go to ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe, ReaganBabe.com. Drop me a note, listen to my podcast, read my stuff, my daily news section. Dredge now is completely gone off the rails, so you can get some really good information on my website.
Sounds good. Thanks, darling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much.
There you go.
Next week.
Next week it is. ReaganBabe.com joining. And by the way, Megan Barth is one of the smartest women that I know, and she knows so much about so many different topics. How she does it, I don't know. I don't know where she keeps all this stuff. Anyway, stick around. Coming up, the president spoke in Milwaukee. The Democrats battled at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. We'll let you hear the highlights from both. We'll also get to your calls. You want to join us, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller intensive in our next half hour as we continue live and local now.
You got the time. Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is a Fox News alert. Impeachment heads to the Senate. I'm Lisa Brady. The next phase beginning with a House vote a short time ago. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
The House has taken the final vote in an impeachment process approving a resolution that sends two articles of impeachment against